Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Making of the President 1960 is Theodore H. White's landmark work of narrative political history about the 1960 United States presidential election. First published in 1961, it follows the campaign of John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, from the primaries through the general election, and examines how modern American presidential politics were changing. The book is not a conventional campaign chronicle. It combines reported detail, historical interpretation, and literary pacing to show how candidates, party organizations, television, and public opinion interacted in a closely fought contest. Its importance rests partly on method, since White gained unusual access and turned election coverage into a more immersive, character-driven form of journalism. It also matters as an account of a major political transition, capturing the first televised presidential debates and the anxieties of a nation entering a new era. The result is both a record of an election and a model for later political reporting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how White turned election reporting into narrative history. One of the book's central achievements is methodological. White does not simply list campaign events or summarize vote totals. He reconstructs the election as a continuous story with momentum, tension, and shifting perspective. By combining reporting, observation, and historical framing, he creates a form of political writing that feels more like a sustained narrative than a newspaper roundup. This approach matters because it allows readers to understand campaigns as lived processes shaped by timing, atmosphere, and human judgment. Rather than presenting politics as an abstract system, White shows how individuals and institutions interact under pressure. The book therefore became influential, not only because of what it said about 1960, but because it helped define how campaign journalism could be written. Its style made presidential politics legible to general readers, while preserving the seriousness of historical analysis. That combination explains why the book is often treated as a turning point in American political nonfiction. Secondly, Kennedy and Nixon as contrasting political personalities, White's account is organized around the sharp contrast between John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, whose competing strengths and weaknesses shape the entire campaign. Kennedy appears as a younger, more polished figure whose appeal depends on energy, image, and the sense of generational change. Nixon's presented as a harder, more experienced politician, but one whose public presentation often feels strained under the new demands of television-era campaigning. White is especially interested in how personality affects political perception, and he treats each candidate not merely as a policy platform, but as a public presence. This focus gives the book much of its force. The election becomes a study in how character, performance, and environment influence democratic choice. At the same time, White does not reduce the race to a contest of personalities alone. He shows that party organization, regional voting patterns, and strategic decisions all matter. The result is a balanced portrait in which character is important, but only as part of a larger political and institutional struggle. Thirdly, the televised debates and the rise of mass media politics. The 1960 Kennedy-Nixon debates occupy a major place in the book because they mark a decisive shift in presidential campaigning. These were the first televised presidential debates, and White treats them as a turning point in the relationship between politics and media. For the first time, large audiences could evaluate candidates not only by their arguments, but by appearance, composure, and screen presence. White's analysis shows that television did not merely transmit political information. It changed the meaning of persuasion itself. A candidate had to look presidential, as well as sound convincing. This is one reason the book remains historically significant. It captures the moment when modern image politics began to take its current shape. White's treatment of the debates also demonstrates his larger concern with how new media alter democratic competition. The book suggests that modern campaigns are no longer fought solely through conventions, speeches, and local organizations, but through nationally mediated performances that compress complex political judgment into a few highly visible moments. Fourthly, party organization, primaries, and the mechanics of winning. Another major strength of the book is its attention to campaign mechanics. White follows the election from the primary battles into the general contest, showing how nomination politics, regional strategy, and organizational discipline shape the final outcome. Kennedy's struggle within the Democratic Party is important because it demonstrates that presidential campaigns begin long before the general electorate votes. White gives readers a clear sense of how candidates build coalitions, manage advisors, respond to rivals, and adapt to the demands of different states and constituencies. This focus on process distinguishes the book from simpler biographies of winners and losers. The election is not portrayed as inevitable. Instead, it emerges from a series of strategic choices and tactical risks. White also pays attention to the Republican side, where Nixon must navigate expectations, public scrutiny, and the challenge of defending an incumbent administration without being the incumbent himself. By tracing the campaign stage by stage, the book explains how presidential elections are assembled, not just decided. That makes it valuable both as history and as an introduction to electoral politics. Lastly, why the book became a benchmark for political journalism. The book's lasting significance lies in the standard it set for later political writing. It was widely praised, became a bestseller, and won the Pulitzer Prize for general nonfiction. But its deeper influence came from changing expectations about what campaign reporting could accomplish. White showed that election coverage could be both richly reported and interpretive, combining close observation with a larger argument about American politics. Later journalists often borrowed this model, especially the idea that campaigns should be understood through personalities, media settings, and campaign atmospherics as well as policy disputes. At the same time, the book has drawn some criticism for being more vivid than analytically radical, with some readers arguing that its value lies more in perspective and style than in wholly new information. That tension is part of its importance. It is not just a record of 1960, but a demonstration of how narrative journalism can shape public understanding. Readers interested in political reporting, American elections, or the history of media will find it especially useful because it shows a form of journalism at the moment it was being transformed. In conclusion, The Making of the President 1960 should be read by anyone interested in American elections, political journalism, or the evolution of modern campaign media. It is especially valuable for readers who want to understand how presidential politics became a national, television-centered spectacle rather than a strictly party-centered contest. The book offers practical insight into campaign strategy, primary competition, media performance, and the relationship between image and persuasion. It also gives intellectual value by showing how narrative reporting can illuminate politics without becoming dry or purely statistical. Compared with many election histories, White's book stands out because it does not treat the 1960 race as a set of facts to be cataloged. Instead, it explains how the campaign felt, how it moved, and why it mattered as a turning point in public life. Its influence on later political writing is itself part of its significance. This is one of the books that helped define the modern campaign narrative. For readers seeking a historically grounded, stylistically vivid account of a pivotal election, it remains a foundational text. If you would like to support Theodore H. White, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.